The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Republicans keep saying, give us more time, give us more time. 511 days is enough time.
I, for one, have to chuckle when my friends from non-border states want to tell me and tell my constituents about our backyard.
Senator John Cornyn heard there from Texas, thus the border reference, Republican, and Democrat Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, soon to give up that title. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A snapshot of America would tell you that, yeah, the push-pull over immigration is going in a much different direction. Obama jumped up in front of the cameras in the evening hours on Thursday to talk about his executive action in overhauling immigration. And the president said when he couldn't get a bill through because the Republicans refused to budge, he's going to go in a different direction. Pretty much throughout the speech, he weaved in digs to the GOP, putting it on their doorstep that he tried. You heard Harry Reid there say, well, they've had over 500 days, so you know what? We're moving on. Rewriting the immigration system was one of the core tenets, by the way, of Bush Jr.'s presidency. That's what he really wanted to do, but it didn't. He couldn't get it to work out. And I remember that. I remember when that happened 7 years ago. I was in Las Vegas, and people were protesting all over the country, and they were protesting in Vegas. So this immigration fix is, I think, much different than what some thought it would be. It has been 500 days since the Senate passed the bipartisan immigration bill. The House didn't do it. So the executive power was flexed. And it means, in a nutshell, 5 million people will get a pass in a couple of different ways. It's not the same across the board. It depends on who we're talking about. And you know there's going to be massive blowback to this, certainly, but we were already geared up for it. These are just some of the strokes that enacted this whole thing. But we already knew that this was going to happen. We already knew that we were dealing really with parents of U.S. citizens and younger people for the most part. The one thing that the president emphasized again and again is that it wouldn't be felons. It wouldn't be felons. So Republicans in a midterm election year where they were massively successful now have the ball in their court. What are they going to do? Are they not going to approve some of the people that the press has thrown up for different positions like attorney general? Are they not going to fund the budget so we have another government shutdown, which although there's threats for that, I don't think that'll happen. There's going to be a lawsuit. We already know that. So there's more drama coming down the pike. More, much more drama than I think one could even imagine. Is this a killer blow to his presidency, or does this raise the president up? In some people's eyes, it raises the president up because this is one of the things that he promised to many, many people, many Hispanics who were pushing for this when he first jumped into office the first time around. There were actual watching parties around the country for those who wanted to see this kind of immigration fix happen. The main thing is the president said, you can come out of the shadows, baby. Come on out of the shadows. We're not going to deport families. We're getting rid of felons. And he said, today our immigration system is broken. Everyone knows it. It's been this way for decades, and for decades we haven't done much about it. clearly he doesn't care about his relationship with those on the Hill, because he said throughout the entire time he spoke that this is something that has been ignored. This is something that Republicans, you know, haven't done anything about. And he says, by ignoring the will of the American people, Boehner says, the president has cemented his legacy of lawlessness and squandered what little credibility he had left. Republicans are left with serious responsibility of upholding our oath of office. The president says the opposite. No gang members, not a mom who's working hard to provide for her kids, will prioritize, just like the law enforcement does every single day. So the changes will offer anyone who qualifies the chance to stay temporarily in the country for 3 years, as long as they pass background checks and pay back taxes. They won't be offered a path to eventual citizenship or be eligible for federal benefits or health care. In theory, this could be reversed by a future president, like in 2016. The Republicans are pushing hard for that. You know, always what I would say here, and based on what I knew, how many people are coming forward to pay back taxes and to be subjected to background checks? I'd be curious about that. How many would do that? How many would say, okay, well, that's fine, I'll do it, and this is for 3 years? I think some people will be surprised by the reaction to it. The biggest change in Obama's orders will offer papers and work authorization to up to 4 million people who are undocumented parents of U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents. And the key is, as long as they've lived in the U.S. for 5 years or longer. And this is the other thing that will happen. Remember the deferred action for childhood arrivals. So those that came into the country as young kids get to stay if the upper age limit is 30 years old. So as long as they're underneath, right, and they can do that. The program will cover anyone who arrived in the country before 2010 and will extend a previous two-year guarantee of relief to 3 years. How about that? The next couple of months are going to be really interesting. And then swinging in to the Republican-controlled Senate, I'll say the majority. So what's the reaction going to be? What will the Republicans do? Will they really consider the shutdown? I think there's going to be conversation about it for the next couple of weeks. But I don't necessarily think that this is the way that they're going to go. Because 2016 would present a whole new day and the way to go back and come back on all this, because theoretically, as I mentioned, the next president could change that, could easily change that. So what's the border going to look like? And what kind of resources are we going to have at the border to secure borders? If we have a lax, you know, a lax flow of thousands of undocumented child immigrants into the U.S. earlier this year, remember that? What is it going to look like now with what's just happened here? All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. Coming up later in the show, Brandon Lang, who's on fire as we talk some football. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Buffalo knows how to deal with snow. This is probably the most snowfall in history. We will have buildings collapse. We'll have flooding when the snow melts this weekend. And 7 feet of snow is a nearly impossible situation to deal with.
I would have to agree. It's nearly impossible to deal with that kind of snow. Crazy. If you've seen any of the footage coming out of Buffalo, as much as many people in Buffalo are just as concerned as the rest of us over this executive order and some of the other things that are happening across this great country, they got to focus on getting rid of the snow that is overwhelming them. They certainly didn't expect that they were going to get that much, knowing that it didn't look good in the forecast, but the snow is a nightmare, because then you got to figure where are you going to move it, and now they're talking about rain is possible. So the snow ended, but now they're talking about rain. And man, I used to love the white stuff when I was a kid. To see snow falling down, I knew school was going to be canceled. But the idea that you'd have roofs collapse and you'd be shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. Yeah, I mean, just crazy. 7 feet or more. I mean, people were climbing on roofs. That's what you have to do. You've got to get rid of that snow. But now you have the possibility, too, of floods because of the amount. And if you see the rain and then if it melts, you know where that goes. So, and the storms were blamed for about 10 people who died, some of them from having heart attacks from shoveling. I mean, just crazy. Makes me glad I live in the great state of Texas, to be honest, and I don't have to deal with snow anymore. Like I said, looking out the window, a little bit of snow dusting up when I'm a kid, I get off, but not that kind of snow. All right, speaking of dust-ups, the dust-up is over immigration. We knew this was happening. It just officially happens. Now you know there's going to be blowback to that. I think there's going to be a big switch in 2016. Hillary Clinton may be more upset than anyone else in this country, even though she would never say that because of the party and because of the support for this immigration reform, the way the I think the president went about it. She would certainly support that, but not for her candidacy. She wouldn't. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grimm, who's patiently waiting for us. Grimm, thanks for hanging through. I'm sure you have a couple of things on your mind. What's up, man?
Was the slow stare, Kate?
Hasta mañana.
That was kind of for Nate there.
I love that.
Or Nathan, I mean, for Nathan in his German college.
There you go.
Response. But what's below a third world? Because I think we just achieved it, but. I know. I want to talk.
We erased the borderline, didn't we? Just erased it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of want to talk about something a little different that's more your passion that you have talked about mostly in the past. And it's dealing with Bill Cosby. Now, I don't know if you can recall when the Beatles wrote their song Paperback Writer.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I bought a paperback called Bill Cosby as himself back in the day, and I think it was about 37 cents that I paid for it. Now, I could get on eBay and probably get less for it now. I've been doing these little cartoons I call Grimtoons, and they're mostly political and whatnot. And I was thinking about I could get more money on eBay if I could get him to personally sign it, and it say, "To Grimm de la Grimm from the Ebony Chester the Molester."
You are so bad. Yes. Oh, there's seven women now.
Yeah, yeah. And here's something that I heard that you ought to really look into.
Uh-huh.
And I heard it on BBC. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but there's a British person in Japan that is goobering or doing the same thing as Goober's doing, being a consultant on how to treat Japanese women and get sex from them.
You're kidding.
No. I didn't think. I just heard about it the other night on the BBC network. And what shocked me is most of the people that are sitting in on his seminar are business people from, you know, in suits.
Right.
And it's, you know, this guy is sad. But you can look into it and maybe put it on air one night. Cause,
we will.
This guy is, oh, man. It just, you know, what he's doing to the young Japanese women over there is sad because most of the Japanese, you know, they're wanting to get away from Japan.
Yeah.
And they're seeking out the white males. So
there is some truth to that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some of the film they shot, you know, on the BBC network showing him in these, I guess you just call them nightclubs. But
right.
And how he treats them, you know, grabbing their hair and pushing their heads down in a nightclub.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not familiar with that. I'll have to look that up. I'm familiar with the BBC and watch several things from it, but I've not seen that. I'll have to look at that, Grimm.
But like I say, I don't think we have to worry too much about illegals because Obama did mention one thing that's kind of a curse word there, you know, taxing them.
Well, that's what I said. Who's coming out of the shadows to say, oh, yes, thank you. I've been here 10 years. How much would you estimate my taxes? I mean, who's doing that?
Yeah,
I thought that no one's doing that. Listen, well, they're stuffing money under the mattress or sending it home. They're not paying taxes.
Look at it this way. This is the way they get their money back from, well, there's no longer a middleman, but from the farmer and the end producer, such as, you know, the big superstores. But
right.
Here's your wage, $15 an hour. Now, because you come to America and we give you all this, we're going to get your vote. But not only that, you're going to pay taxes. Here's your 60 cents out of your $15.
Yeah.
So they're also going to get their money back off of, you know, having them come to American work.
That's true. And if you're futuristic, yeah, but the back stuff, forget about it. Grim, thanks. Let's move on to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. The running man, Dan, he's like, oh, here he is. I hear him.
I had to put my headphones down and spit out my tobacco.
I love it.
And I am not a I am not a binge drinker. I can live with my case of booze without that problem.
Yeah, exactly. Because maybe there's something to that. Yeah.
And I'm still in favor of impeachment. This is a violation of American law. He is not enforcing the laws that he was elected to enforce by leaving the border open and by putting this fake, I'll do it my way bull hockey. He's not allowed to do that. It's unconstitutional. He knows it's unconstitutional. And I think he wants to be impeached. I think he thinks the world will rally to him as somebody special if he pulls this off. I think it's going to backfire. I believe that he will be impeached over this. There's going to be a groundswell of American people that are tired of being afraid of their United States government and him as the titular head and using all the apparatus in it. And taking him out one way or another, they're going to get him. They're going to impeach him. He's going down. I know you disagree with me, but I'm telling you, this is not going to stand.
All right, we'll see, Dan. I think there's going to be, obviously, lots of arguing over this. Lots of...
Well, I'm looking forward to making all that money on that walk you're going to take. And I'm just going to cash in. Like, I will buy all kinds of bleachers and everything, put them up on your start out. I know we're going to make a fortune off of you.
Well, then that might be good. Maybe it's for the entrepreneurial spirit, hey, alive and well.
Don't worry, baby. I'll kick back to you.
Have a great weekend, Dan. You are so funny. See, Dan and I have been going back and forth on this whole impeachment thing for a long time. He's not getting impeached, Dan. I know you desperately want to see that happen. It's not happening. It's not the right kind of play for the Republicans in the first place, because now they have the ball and they know that this helps for 2016. Just keep up the conversation for the next 2 years. I really believe that. All right, Brandon Lang on the flip side for something completely different. Stay with us.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Favorite friend, Brandon Lang, stopping by to give us some serious lowdown on what's happening this week in the NFL and things that you should look for and plays that you can make. On that note, let's not dilly-dally. Let's get right to Brandon Lang. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Kate, I'm as hot as you in a pair of black leather pants, over-the-knee, black thigh-high boots on a cold winter night, baby girl. I'm telling you right now, you would walk into a room in that outfit, people would say, KD.com, how you doing? I mean, Saturday I was going for my 150-time winner, number 5 in a row. It's called a max wager winner. It was Georgia Tech plus 3 outright over Clemson, 28-6. Number 4 the week before was another dog, Texas, outright over West Virginia, 33-16. And in the NFL, Hunter Dime NFL winner, number 7 in a row Sunday with Arizona, number 8 in a row will be going on Sunday. It's just but a bang, but a boom. Tony Soprano, how you do with the but a bang?
I love that. I love that reference, too. My favorite, one of my favorite all-time shows. So when you look at the board, I'm going to leave it wide open for a second. What is your best play when you look at the games?
There's a lot of them this week. And then, you know, I talk about games on radio. My partner, Al DeMarco, on the website, he and I do a football handicapping show that's up on Brandling.com as well. And we break down games. And I talk about a lot of games and a lot of games I love. But then to isolate that one play that I kind of hang my hat on, last week it was Arizona, the value of Arizona. Normally probably be a 3.5-point favorite in that spot. But Carson Palmer was out. Backup Drew Stanton came in. So the line came down. Actually, Detroit went off as a 1-point favorite. And I just couldn't understand. Drew Stanton can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. The line should stay the same. You should have the Arizona defense at home. And from a value standpoint, getting an Arizona team and a near pick them at home. Bruce Arians, back to last year, by the way, 14-3-1 against the spread. That man has covered 14 of his last 17 games on the Vegas board. It's the number one. And people go, wow. Well, you're Hunter Dime NFL winner number 5 in a row, number 6 in a row, and number 7 in a row have been Arizona, Arizona, Arizona. Am I going to come back with the Cardinals again? I don't know. Do I like them plus 7 at Seattle? Yeah. Do I like New England miss the points at home over Detroit? Yeah. Do I like the Texans at home over the Bengals? Yeah. Do I like Miami plus the points over Denver? Yeah. But now which one of those games do I continue to look at and study and go pound for pound? This is the best value on the card. I've been able to do it 7 straight in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Sunday's a big day for me, and I got some things that I love.
Wow, no kidding. So, so as you focus on this, like you say, when you were just mentioning the Cardinals at Seattle, you know, that's tricky, but the points, what would you say, 6.5, 7 we're looking at there at this point?
Yeah, when you break down Drew Stanton, it was a 3-point game in Denver when he got hurt.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
had to go to Logan Thomas, and then they had to get blown out in the second half. This man went to New York and won, beat the Giants. He played well last week, over 300 yards. And the only loss that Arizona's had this year was to Denver. Well, when you think of Denver, you think of an explosive offense, Peyton, those receivers on the road, you know, an offense that's going to put up points. Now it's a divisional game between two defenses that match up pretty well with their respective offenses. So the question is this. Can Seattle beat Arizona by more than a field goal? Yes. But only if Arizona turns the ball over. And if they turn the ball over, well, then that's how Seattle sees the cover numbers at home. Example, look at their last home game against the Giants. That was a one-possession game. Giants are driving late third quarter. The Giants are right there. What happened? Turnover. What happened? Seattle breaks away and wins the game. These teams match up very well. I don't need to remind everybody that this is the Arizona team that went up at the end of the year and gave Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll their first loss together at home. So one thing about Arizona and their head coach, they will not go to Seattle and be intimidated. They will go there. They will stick with their game plan. They will run the football. They got better wide receivers. And from a value standpoint, and a team that all they do, much like the Kansas City Chiefs, all they do is cover the number right now, right side of the game, Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. All right. I love it. Another one that you said, you know, when you went through your list, bam, 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 Dolphins 6-4, Broncos 7-3. But that's just this, you know, where they are. Denver giving up 7.5. And you mentioned looking at this game. What's the value there as you tweak it around?
We think about Minnesota. So you think about Miami and you think about how well this football team's playing right now. They went on the road against the number one defense in the NFL. Had them beat. At home against Green Bay, had them beat. The only bad loss that they've had all year long was at Buffalo in week 2. Other than that, this football team, the Miami Dolphins, are 1 or 2 plays away from being 9-1. That's how good this football team's played all year. So now, all of a sudden, the public sees Denver coming off a loss. The public sees Denver back home. The public sees Peyton Manning coming off a bad game. The public sees, the public sees, the public sees. So what's the public going to do? they're going to hammer Denver. And you watch Miami go in there and run the football, and their defense matches up well, and they will be in that football game. I cannot see Denver blowing Miami out unless Ryan Tannehill turns the ball over three times. The mobile quarterback is going to keep plays alive, and their defense matches up pretty well. Denver's got some issues right now, and then asking them to cover more than a touchdown after that performance last week, yeah, I'll force them to do that. I think Miami's great value.
Wow, yeah, I love that. You know, and then you have maybe this is a layup game, but this is a crazy game, and that's why I want to ask you about it, because I've actually gotten some notes where people ask me to ask you about it. What about when you say stay away from the big numbers? What about when you have the Colts at home giving up 14 against the lowly Jags? Would you even touch that because it's tempting because they're so awful?
Well, if you're going to cover double-digit numbers in the NFL, you've got to have a defense to get you stops. And as bad as the Jags have been all year, you look at their head coach, that team's not going to quit. At least the Jags have been competitive in some football games this year. And so they're going to come in there, and it's on a fast track in perfect conditions. And people just think that Andrew Luck's just going to go up and down the field because they blew them out at Jacksonville. Okay, I get all that. But that was back and forth between Henny and Bortles. I would never, I've said this before, double-digit divisional dogs cover at a rate of almost 70%. It's not non-division. These are two teams that are familiar with one another, and you're getting double digits. That means if you're getting 14 and a half, you need Indy to be up by three touchdowns at some point in that game to be safe from the back door. That's a lot of wood. And coming off that emotional, draining game against New England, and now you're going to have to get back up for Jacksonville? I don't know. I would look to the points before I laid it.
Yeah, there you go. The other thing is, out of the gate on Thursday, again, another team, but less than double digits, the Raiders, who haven't won a game, goose egg, hosting the Chiefs, and you see what the Chiefs have been able to do with Alex Smith, and you got KC giving up 7.5.
Well, here it is. Every once in a while, Langer the Banger has the Langer the Banger stat of the day, and here it is. You ready?
I'm ready.
Since 2012, divisional home dog playing in prime time. Well, Langer the Banger, what do you mean by prime time? I mean Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night. Those three nights in prime time. Since 2012, divisional home dogs are on an 0-13 and one run against the number. 0-13-1. Earlier this year, Indy went to Houston, -3, covered the number. That pushed it to 0-13-1. This week, you have KC at Oakland and Dallas at Giants. Keep an eye on your 0-13-1. I believe the Chiefs are the right side of the football game tonight.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and it's funny because you have that that juju thing about the Cowboys, by the way, so I love it that you brought them up, the Cowboys and the Giants. And Dallas has given up only 3.5 points.
Yeah, and you know, I will boycott that game. I will I'll sit down with IJ on the couch and watch Dora the Explorer before I turn a primetime game involving Tony Romo the rest of the year. He could play great. But I'm not going to be on the wrong side of another Tony Romo implosion. But Brandon, you're supposed to have an objective. Oh, I have an objective. I'm on absolute fire right now. But there's certain quarterbacks I'm never going to, never going to lose money with again, and he's one of them. And if I saw him on the street, I would say something. It's gotten that bad.
It's that personal. All right, make sure you go to BrandonLang.com. The info is stellar. He's on fire, like he said. Brandon, thanks so much.
Listen, top of the webpage, all access pass, 12 best bets, absolutely free, $1,000 value. Collectively, Saturday and Sunday, you would have went 19-4. That's how hot everybody was last weekend.
I love it. Hey, you enjoy the games, and thanks as always, buddy.
Hey, if you don't have that outfit, let me know. I'll strip it to you to send me the size.
Banger! I love it. Thanks, man.
All right, Kate, see you.
Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I was a lonely avenger. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and all the eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotizes the room. Hypnotizes the room.
All right, we're going to jump right into it because we've got to take you to the movies, folks. Oh, yeah. And I think the biggest movie coming out this weekend, and I already saw people lined up for it when I drove by two of our movie houses, Mockingjay Part 1, Katniss is back. Check it out.
I never wanted any of this. I never wanted to be in the games. I just wanted to save my sister.
Stop all of here!
And keep Peeta alive. I'll see you at midnight.
You promised me that you would save him over me!
No. Hey. The games destroyed her. So...
there is no District 12. It's all gone.
Four.
purpose every day. It's the things we love most that destroy us.
Love. I want everyone who's watching to lay down their weapons now.
You're alive.
PETA is the capital's weapon, the same way you're ours.
You will rescue PETA at the earliest opportunity, or you will find another Mockingjay.
Any association with the Mockingjay symbol is forbidden.
She's been facing this rebellion. Listen to me. No one else can do this but her.
Are you fighting Katniss? Are you here to fight with us?
I am. I will.
Alright, so they're back. Woody Harrelson, more importantly, Katniss Everdeen, Jennifer Lawrence is the superhero there, pretty much. And the same cast of characters where they're fighting against the machine. Kind of like what we're talking about here on American Tonight half the time. So Mockingjay Part 1. Commercialism at its best. If you find a movie that really produces a lot of dough, keep the sequels coming because people will go. So we move from Mockingjay Part 1 to a thing called Happy Valley.
We all want to think that we live in a better world than we do. And it's pretty easy when there's a big, shiny, loud spectacle. It's like a conjurer's trick. The rest of life is going on, and we're not paying attention.
30 games without a loss for this team on the hills of Pennsylvania.
Joe Paterno was Penn State. He built this place.
Ask you about this issue of being the beacon of integrity.
Beacon of integrity is kind of scary.
In this town, God is Joe Paterno, but then Jesus would be Jerry.
Penn State's Jerry Sandusky is one of the best in the country.
They could do what they wanted, and they could do no wrong.
Jerry Sandusky has been sentenced to at least 30 years behind bars.
The grand jury presentment details these horrible crimes.
Sandusky targeted at least 8 boys,
but no Penn State official went to the police.
My father did the right thing. Joe reported what he was told.
They were unbelievably naive.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
Campus is in effect.
That was the night that I feel like State College lost its innocence.
This was getting big.
To knock out the actual predator, that's the easiest part. The tougher stuff is self-examination. What we did as a community to enable this.
Why did it happen? How did we not see it?
Paterno's name will be removed from the championship trophy.
When you start trying to cover up history, what does it say about all of us?
All right, so that's a documentary about what happened at Penn State. Jerry Sandusky, the arrest on child sex abuse charges. It's got a big thumbs up at the Sundance, and a lot of people who like documentaries are saying it's a pretty good watch. All right, we move from that one to our last film that we're looking at, and it's called Sleepwalker.
Happy birthday.
It's beautiful.
It's going to be great when it's done.
Hello? I hope I didn't wake you. Sorry for calling so late. It's all right. It was my birthday.
It's so weird that that just...
Hey!
You have a different accent.
Different moms. You didn't know that? She doesn't really talk about me much, huh?
Chris here? I'm really sorry about her just showing up here like this. She does this sometimes.
See what Fanny's on.
So what, the same?
This is where she grew up. She has the right to stay. I don't know what she told you, but she has a hard time separating her fictions from reality.
You were a bad kid like me, weren't you, Andrew?
Your sister's kind of nuts.
Did he go to jail for something?
Why are you being so hostile with me?
I'm very lucky to have him. I think it's the other way around.
I'm gonna go take a piss. Good talk.
Christine!
What's wrong?
Have you seen Chris?
No, I thought she was with you. Christine!
You've seriously overstepped your bounds in this house, bro.
Christine!
You know how much I love you, right?
You were supposed to share things with me. You're not supposed to choose what you share and what you don't share.
What exactly did Chris say about her father?
It's a Sleepwalker, 91 minutes. It's not rated. The last time I looked at it, and again, it's out at a limited release. It's about a young couple. They're renovating a family estate, and it's disrupted what they're doing because of the craziness of the Sleepwalker. I wouldn't put that on my list. Here's what I would put on my list. I was invited to a special showing by Volunteers of America who helped produce this documentary. And it's Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me. It's not out yet, but it will be out. And it's unbelievable. It blew me away. It chronicles his bout with, you know, his disease, Alzheimer's, and his family touring and whatnot. And it was, I mean, I'm telling you, it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. And I had a chance to talk to his wife, Kim. Glenn Campbell is in a memory facility right now because he could no longer live with his family. He's in what they call stage 6 of Alzheimer's. How about that? I think of some of his great songs. Rhinestone Cowboy. There's a whole bunch of them. He influenced a lot of today's young artists. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.